Chapter 71. Such is the face of falsehood, such the sight of foul Duessa, when her borrowed light is laid away, and counterfeissance known. Edmund Spenser, The Faerie Queen. A train came roaring and rattling along the southeastern railway line. Strike, who was standing on the opposite side of the road, felt his mobile vibrate in his pocket and pulled it out. But for a few seconds, the din was such that he couldn't immediately hear Robin.
"Found her!"
"Say that again,"
he shouted, as the train rumbled away.
"We've found her!"
Inside the ottoman, inside the sitting room, concrete was poured in all around her, but we can see a bit of her skull and maybe a femur.
"Shit!"
Strike had expected the presence of the body in the Athorns' flat, but there was nothing routine, ever, about finding a dead human.
"Concrete,"
he repeated. "Yes, it doesn't look that well mixed, amateurish, but it's done the job. It probably killed most of the smell."
"Hell of a weight on a supporting beam."
"Well, exactly. Where are you?"
"Outside, about to go in."
"Right. Call 999, then call Leybourne and tell him where I am and why. That should speed things up."
"Okay. Good luck."
Strike hung up. The nondescript street of terraced houses was quiet now the train had gone, birdsong replacing its thunderous clamour. Strike, who'd been waiting where he couldn't be seen, now walked up the street, passing three small houses, and at the fourth, turned left up a short garden path, then beat a tattoo on the dark red front door. The net curtains twitched, and Janice Beattie's cross face appeared. Strike raised a hand in greeting. The curtain fell. After a slightly longer wait than might have been expected, given the short distance from sitting room to hall, Janice opened the door. She was dressed all in black today, with sheepskin carpet slippers on her feet. Her clear china-blue eyes, rimmed in steel, looked as kind and innocent as ever. Silver-haired, apple-cheeked, she frowned up at the detective, but didn't speak.
"Can I come in?" asked Strike.
There was a long pause. The wild birds tweeted.